From Sports Illustrated, I'm Albert Breer, and this is MMQB News. Each and every weekday afternoon, we'll bring you the biggest news and most important stories from across the NFL. Here's what you need to know for Tuesday, December the 17th. Detroit Lions owner Martha Ford announced Tuesday that she plans to retain general manager Bob Quinn and head coach Matt Patricia for the 2020 season, which will be Quinn's fifth and Patricia's third with the team. Ford made it clear, though, that she expects improvement next season. "We expect to be a playoff contender, and those are our expectations," Ford said during a meeting with a small group of reporters, which we expressed to both Bob and to Matt. Ford wouldn't go so far as to say not making the playoffs would mean firings in a year, but it was clear she'll need to see progress. And she knows some fans wanted firings with the Lions at 3-10-1. "That would have been the popular choice, the popular decision, and we knew that," Lions Vice Chairwoman Sheila Ford Hamp said. "But as I say, we're doing what's right for the organization." Mike Tomlin said Tuesday that he's sticking with Devlin Duck Hodges as the Steelers' starting quarterback for this week's game at MetLife Stadium, despite the rookie's four-interception performance in primetime against the Bills on Sunday. "I look forward to giving him an opportunity to rebound," Tomlin said. "I think it's reasonable to expect growth from young players as they get exposure. Sometimes that exposure can be negative exposure, like his experience in the last game, but exposure is a tool for growth, particularly at the quarterback position. I think it's reasonable to expect him to learn from those negative experiences last Sunday night and it applied to this next opportunity, and really, hopefully, to not make those same mistakes twice." Hodges, an undrafted 23-year-old rookie out of Stanford, made his first NFL start on October 13th, and he took over from Mason Rudolph midway through the Steelers' November 24th game at Cincinnati, 10 days after Rudolph was bludgeoned with his own helmet by Browns defensive end Myles Garrett. After that game, Hodges took over as the starter for good and led Pittsburgh to wins over Cleveland and Arizona before the 17-10 loss to Buffalo, in which he went 23-38 for 202 yards and a touchdown. The Steelers are 8-6 and remain squarely in the AFC wildcard hunt. Drew Brees made NFL history Monday night, breaking Peyton Manning's career touchdown record with a 5-yard pass to tight end Josh Hill midway through the third quarter against the Indianapolis Colts, giving him 540 for his career. It was the highlight of a monster night from Brees, who broke another NFL record by registering a 96.7 completion percentage as the Saints trounced the Colts 34-7. Brees tied Tom Brady with his 538th career touchdown on a 15-yarder to Mike Thomas early in the second quarter. Then he tied Manning's record at 539 with a 21-yard touchdown throw to Tre'Quan Smith midway through the second quarter, and he now has 541 career touchdown passes, two clear of Manning and three ahead of Brady. "Listen, it was special. Everything about that night," Brees said. "I don't know how they pick them. Monday Night Football, playing the Colts, the team we won the Super Bowl against 10 years ago. So the whole Super Bowl 44 team that is back for the 10th anniversary, and obviously national television, big game, and now the record is in the balance as well. Just kind of makes you shake your head. Are you kidding me? I'm not sure how we got here. It just kind of makes your whole life and career flash before your eyes." The Saints also claimed ex-Giants corner Janoris Jenkins off of waivers before the game. The Kansas City Chiefs on Monday claimed Terrell Suggs off waivers, and the veteran linebacker is expected to report to the AFC West champions. Suggs' reporting status had come into question after he was cut by the Arizona Cardinals last week. Three other teams submitted claims for Suggs: the New Orleans Saints, the San Francisco 49ers, and the Seattle Seahawks. Kansas City had the worst record among that group and was awarded him. Kansas City has already clinched its division and remains in the hunt for a first-round bye, but lost a key member of its defense over the weekend when defensive end Alex Okafor tore a pectoral muscle in his team's win against the Denver Broncos. Okafor has 5 sacks this season, which ranks 4th on the Chiefs. Third on that list is defensive end Emmanuel Ogbah, who has 5.5 sacks, but is also done for the year after tearing a pec muscle last month. That's the MMQB news for today. Subscribe and listen wherever you get your podcasts each and every weekday afternoon. For more NFL analysis, check out the MMQB NFL podcast and the MMQB on the web at si.com/NFL.